The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of News Talk 600 and 100.3 WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Welcome to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3 The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Now here are your hosts of the Van Wee Financial Hour, Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
It's Saturday morning. It's 10 o'clock. You're on the First Coast, and if you're not, I bet you wish you were.
It is nice out there today.
It is a beautiful day, and by my calendar, it's still January, which brings me to another topic. This is a very special edition of the show today because it is the last show of year one for this program. We started next week, 1 year ago, late in the hour.
Yeah, not exactly with a bang.
Not exactly. And we'll talk more about that next week because it'll be the actual anniversary. But it was an inauspicious beginning to what has turned out to be a wonderful year. All right, for our regular listeners, welcome back. Thanks for tuning in again. Of course, there is no show without you, but if you're just in the drive-by mode or if you've heard about us or recently discovered us, welcome back. Try to stick around for the hour. We'll try to make sure that you learn something. Not all radio programs, especially financial ones, are created equal in that most of them are pre-recorded. You don't get to talk about what you want to talk about. You only get to hear what the host wants to say. Well, that's not true here because our lines are open, 904-222-TALK, 904-222-8255. Lines are always open from the first minute of the show, and the callers always go directly to the top because, frankly, we'd love to talk about what you want to talk about.
We sure would.
Yeah. So we will have a lot of topics today. I'm going to talk a little bit about what I call bizarro economics.
Sounds interesting.
It has a lot to do with all the things that happened this week. And I've got some things on the headlines that keep driving people crazy and a little insight into that. And what do you want to talk about today?
I've got a little bit of a wrap-up of what's happened in the past year since we've been on air.
And, that's cool.
Including January of last year for some of it. But it's a pretty interesting, been a pretty interesting year.
Yeah, it has indeed. And by the way, I probably forgot the part about I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we are the father-son team of Van Wee Financial, which has offices right out at the end of Butler in Jacksonville Beach. And a little later in the show, we're going to tell you all about how to get in touch with us, what we do, and why we do it that way. All that stuff. So, as I said, welcome to everybody for the final show of the first year. We will be renewing. The contract is already in, so fear not. We'll be here next week, right on schedule. Wow, what a week.
Yeah, no kidding.
Last week, we finally made some headway into 2016, which was about the worst beginning of a year in history. Well, not about. It was the worst beginning of a year in history. And it started to look a little bit better, and we got a little cautiously optimistic, and thankfully we capped it off this week with some more good news, and I'll just let you run down what happened.
Well, if I had to sum up this week in a word, I would say volatility. And you're probably sick of hearing that because I've said it every week for over a month now.
That's the new V word. It used to be volume. Now it's volatility.
Exactly. The Dow actually moved more than 100 points between open and close every day this week, which I don't remember another time that's happened. I'm sure it has, but it may. Could not find one. On Monday, it was down 200 points, over 200 points. Then Tuesday, it rose over 200 points. Wednesday, dropped over 200 points. Thursday, rose over 100 points. But it also hit its weekly low. And then going into Friday, the market had no real clear sense of direction until the news broke that the Japanese Fed had taken their interest rates negative. suddenly the world market started to rise and the U.S. futures markets rose with it.
All right, so, we're going to talk a lot more about that, but I promise the callers that they go right to the top. And therefore, good morning, Jack.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
What's up?
I got a basic, simple, maybe silly question.
Well, good. The easier, the better.
I'm getting ready to be eligible to draw Social Security at the early stage.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Everybody keeps telling me I should hold off on the Social Security as long as I can. And you know, I got a calculator out the other night and said, okay, well, if I draw it early versus if I draw it at 65, I'd have to be like 76 years old just to break even. I'd have to live to be 76 just to break even. And my family's not a long-lived family. We usually die in our early 70s.
That was my first question, because a lot of the equation is predicated on the normal longevity in your family. So you're on the right track, and you're not even including the time value of money, being money sooner is better than money later. So your break-even point is actually a little bit later than that. Now, that said, there's a couple other questions. You will be 62. Will you be working?
Oh, no, no. I physically retired at 55.
Wonderful.
I played dead.
All right, then you're a classic candidate, because if you were under your full retirement age, which will be 66, you would get not penalized so much as deferred, but they would reduce your benefit payment by a dollar for every $3 you make until you're of full retirement age. That year it changes. It's one for two until full retirement age, and then one for three. That's not lost. It's pushed forward. A lot of people think it's lost, but I'm absolutely in your camp. If you're retired and could use the money and you've got a short lifespan based on the history of your family, I would take a very good look at filing early. Adam's nodding his head. You got anything to add to that?
No, I think that's a great summary. Obviously, there are ways to do more comprehensive analysis of your specific situation, but in general, I think that's great advice.
Yeah, I don't really need the money. Like I said, I planned ahead. I physically retired at 55.
Yeah, you must have planned way ahead.
Well, you know, I started planning when I was 20.
Well, good for you. I wish more people would be listening to that and taking heed.
Yeah, I worked for the federal government for enough years to qualify for their 55 retirement.
Yeah.
And, you know, I have my own 401k and Roth IRA and, you know, all the standard stuff that you guys have advised me to do.
Good. Wonderful. Well, yeah, I would take a really good look at that. If you want to go over numbers personally sometime, you can give us a call at the office and come out and see us. We don't charge for any of that. But you're on the right track from what I've heard so far.
I agree.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm one of your customers, so.
Oh, wonderful. Cool. Then we'll talk about it for sure. A quick question. I've got a trivia question I hadn't introduced yet, talking about Obamacare. There was one state this year in January that did not incur an increase in Obamacare premiums. You want to guess what that is?
It's got to be one of them crazy states.
They're all crazy.
No, yeah, but I mean, in crazy liberal states. I'm going to go with Vermont.
Well, I love your guess, but no, they actually got hit pretty hard. Thanks for calling. I really like your question. I really like your analysis, and I think you're on the right track. We'll talk to you soon. Thanks. All right, folks, only one state got a decrease. It was 0.2%. It was hardly a decrease, but only one out of 49 states. You can answer that question if you would like to. It's brought to you by Ken Bales at First Coast Alarm, 636-7888. And the prize is usually a $25 gift certificate at Publix. Is that true today, Adam?
It is.
Okay. Well, right after the break, don't go anywhere, because Adam's going to finish up the market wrap in depth, tell you what's working, what's not. There were some surprises out there this week that weren't all in the Dow, and some things are changing around a little bit that we've sort of talked about. It was a little early to predict them, but it's real interesting, and there are things you can do about it. So don't go away. We'll be back right after the break.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. But doctors have recently discovered they are unable to reverse or control serious side effects, such as internal bleeding caused by Xarelto. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Call now if you or a loved one was hospitalized from any form of internal bleeding or stroke after taking Xarelto. You may be entitled to a cash award and substantial financial compensation. Don't be a silent victim. There is limited time to file a claim, so call now. Call 800-961-5842. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-961-5842. That's 800-961-5842. Again, 800-961-5842. This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you can live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-750-4356.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-750-4356. That's 1-800-750-4356.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we have a lot more going on for the next three segments, so if you're with us, please hang on. You'll probably learn a few things. This segment sponsored by Robinson Landscape and Maintenance. Call Troy at 662-9794. He just finished a really nice project out at our house, and we dolled it up a little bit last night. It is fantastic. And this particular project, he doesn't even have to mow because it was done with river rocks. And they haven't grown at all.
That's good.
It may be the weather. Maybe when it starts raining and gets hot again, they'll start growing.
That'd be weird if they did.
It would indeed. Maybe they'd be boulders then. All right. One more thing. There's a lot of changes in Social Security. I'm going to go over some of this stuff and how some people are using it to probably scare you. But there's a provision that I cannot find that was canceled that would have been something I might bring up to Jack. When you file today today at least, because these changes don't take place until April, if you collect for up to 1 year and you decide you want to pay it back, you can pay it back as a lump sum and then refile later, either immediately for an 8% increase or later on so you can compound your 8% up to and including age 70. So if anybody knows that is no longer available, please tell us. We will be researching that. But as far as I know, it used to be you could do that at any time up to age 70. that was changed last year to only happen once in your life, and it had to be within 12 months of your first filing date. Now, there's a thing called deemed filing that we'll be talking more about later, but that's not really the topic for right now. But it is something to think about. If you're still healthy after a year, you've got the money on the side, you saved it all from what you got, you can pay it all back, which, by the way, gives you a tax deduction for the whole amount. And then you can start collecting again, effectively deferring your taxes up until the day you filed and getting an 8% increase. All this stuff are things that we do know, although I do have a little question on that one. But if anybody has any questions, I can show you a whole bunch of ways to get them answered that I wouldn't suggest, or you could call us, and of course I would suggest that because I am not an unbiased observer in this.
Fair enough.
I thought so. All right, but tell us more. Some days I come in here, I don't want to talk about the market rep. Today I do.
Yeah, there were a couple of good takeaways from Friday's big gains. The great thing was the market didn't shoot up 400 points at the open. It actually was rising into the close, which is something we haven't seen a lot of lately.
Especially on a weekend.
Yeah, and especially before the 2 days of not trading, everyone's seemingly have been going to cash just for safety over a weekend because you never know what the news is going to be. But that was not what happened on Friday. It actually rose into the close and basically closed at the high of the week. So I was excited about that. And also, the rise came on the back of a pretty big earnings miss by Amazon, one of the darlings of last year. They traded down about 8%, but the market was up anyway. So that was one of the stocks that actually carried the S&P last year.
Yeah, and Apple got hammered on their results too.
They did, yes. And Netflix is down as well this year. So
yeah, so if you got indices rising like that, it means a lot of us who were left in the dust in 2015 are playing catch up now.
That is correct. Yeah. So for the week, the Dow rose about 2.3%, the S&P was up about 1.7%, and the Nasdaq was up 0.5%. All three are still negative for the year, down between 5.1 and 7.9%, but they're a lot less negative than they were a week or two ago. So that is definitely a step in the right direction, I'll call it. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
The oil story has taken another interesting turn. This week, oil inventories increased by 8.4 million barrels to an all-time high of 495 million.
But
since January 20th, oil prices have rebounded sharply from just over $26 a barrel to $33 a barrel, or about 29%. Some of this was driven by OPEC kind of hinting that they might cut production, but it's all speculation at this point. So if that doesn't happen, look out.
Look out.
Yeah, you might see a big move down. Economic data this week, kind of continuing the trend, was largely negative. 10 of the 24 reports came in weaker than expected, but 8 were better than expected, so it wasn't as negative as some of the recent weeks. Some of the lowlights were the Dallas Fed manufacturing report. The reading came in at negative 34.6, down from negative 21.6, and economists were actually forecasting an improvement to negative 14. So that was a huge miss. I think a lot of that is driven by energy. Mm-hmm. So you got to look at what part of the country they're covering, and Texas is a big oil state.
Oh, Dallas, what would you expect? People don't have their attitudes readjusted in Texas yet for a rising oil situation. A lot of the manufacturing there is things like rig supplies, that
right.
sort of thing. And until we are convinced that this oil turnaround has legs, I wouldn't invest my money in that kind of thing.
Yeah, no doubt. Speaking of big misses, the durable goods orders showed that December orders fell 5% from November, and shipments were also weak. Not good news for the industrial sector. And then the first release of the quarter four GDP came in at 0.7% growth versus an expected 0.8% growth. So pretty much right on target, even though it was a slight miss.
Yeah, diminished expectations being what they are, that was worse than a yawner.
Yeah. Consumer spending looked really strong, while inventories were very high, and global demand for our goods is pretty weak, and some of that is due to our strong dollar. This number will probably be revised at least two more times, so I wouldn't set it in stone by any means yet.
And knowing this administration, they might come back with an up number.
It's possible. It is an election year. So
that's not how they started, but the last year or so, they've been manipulating these numbers to the upside. Now, this next week, we get jobs.
Yep, report. That is correct.
That's always a big deal. But earnings season so far, we had another 300 reports this week. It's holding up fine.
Yeah, 64% of companies are beating on earnings and 52% on revenue. I'd still like to see that revenue number higher, but it's better than last quarter. So not too bad. And that is even with some of the FANG, the Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google stocks not doing as well as they had been last year. So all in all, things are looking okay. I definitely think there's an increased risk of a recessionary environment, but I don't think that we're actually headed towards one.
No, I don't either. And with that said, good morning, Chuck.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's going on today?
Well, I'm an active trader in the market, and I just wanted to see if you think, if you agree with me that rally we had on Friday.
We're having a little trouble. Are you on a cell phone?
Yeah, is that better?
Yeah,
that's much better. Thank you very much. Can you start again?
I just want to see if you think the rally that we've had off the lows has been kind of a fake out, and that, you know, the longs are going to get trapped once we reverse over. It seems to me like we didn't really have a full capitulation when we got down to about 1812 on the SPX, based on the volume and stuff. But I don't know. It seemed like it was a pretty good capitulation, but not what I was looking for. What do y'all think?
Well, the first thing I'd look for, if oil continues this trend, commodities in general are going to come up a little bit and it's going to stick around, which is really difficult to say, then I'm all in. But with earnings being the way they are and with the drop being so precipitous in the early part of January, I'm thinking this probably is the beginning of a rally that's going to be marked by two things. One is continued volatility, and the other one is higher prices by sometime around summertime. What do you think, Adam?
Yeah, I think that short term, Chuck's probably right. I don't think that this rally on Friday is the start of a full-on bull rush in the market, but I do think that we will trend higher towards the latter half of the year. But will we drop lower than what we closed at on Friday? I would almost say without a doubt we will see a point where it goes a little lower.
I think so, too. You've got Draghi doing another QE-type program in Europe. Japan stepped in and lowered their interest rates to negative again. They never, ever learn, do they?
Apparently not.
It doesn't work, but the market loves it. So I am not pessimistic at this point. I think it's going to be one of those where you hold your nose and stay in and probably make a little money. That's the way I see it. But I sure wouldn't commit everything to the market right away based on those 2 days. Not at all.
Yeah, but I'm just wondering how long these, these tricks, by Draghi and the Japan government can work. And, it seems to me like this is really not where we need to be. And also the uncertainty of the election. I think that'll get resolved once we see the polls in October. And once it's clear who's going to win, then I think we're off to the races. But I think from my perspective as a trader, until we get some certainty around the election, it seems to me like we're going to have volatility. What do you all think?
I'm absolutely in agreement with you, and I would be very careful selecting your asset classes. I'm really loving dividends. Utilities have taken a nice turn for the up. Being cautious is a good thing. Getting out, not a good thing.
But as an active trader right now, you have an unprecedented opportunity to make some real money. I think that with the volatility we've seen, if you make your calls right, you can make a ton of money.
Keep your eye on the news and keep your eye on the markets and all that, and I think you'll have a good time. But I'm not a pessimist as we speak. How's that? Would you like to take a shot at the trivia question? What's the only state in the union that did not have an increase in Obamacare costs?
I'm just going to guess, say Texas.
Pretty close, but not exactly. We appreciate your call. I hope we answered your question. We're up on a hard break. We'll be back right after the break, so don't go anywhere.
News, traffic, and weather. Updated on the stories that matter. We've got you covered. AM 600 and FM 100.3. WVOB Jacksonville.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The Obama administration is confirming for the first time that Hillary Clinton's unsecured home server contains some closely guarded secrets, and it's even censoring 22 of those emails that contain material requiring one of the highest levels of classification. A recent poll finds Americans have a variety of thoughts about why. They overwhelmingly believe the country is on the wrong track. Politics stands out, though. The Associated Press GFK poll finds 41% of all those who said the country is heading in the wrong direction, including 51% of Republicans, 38% of Democrats, listing at least one political reason for those feelings. Will any Republican presidential candidates outside of Donald Trump and Ted Cruz have the money to push past Iowa and New Hampshire? A better picture could emerge tomorrow when financial reports are due out from all the campaigns. Campaigning beyond New Hampshire will be a very costly effort. More details at srnnews.com.
Good health starts with good nutrition. At Grassroots Natural Market in Fleming Island, they carry everything you and your family need for proper nutrition the natural way. The only additives you'll find in their fresh meat and vegetables came from Mother Earth. Grassroots in Fleming Island also carries the top brands of vitamins, minerals, and herbs found in the natural health food industry. Grassroots in Fleming Island, your natural choice for natural foods. They're by the theater in Fleming Island at 1915 East West Parkway, and they're online at grassrootsnaturalfoods.com.
Live life to the max with the Maximum Physical Healthcare Program powered by Musa Chiropractic. After 14 years as Fleming Island's most trusted chiropractors, Drs. Joseph and Mary Ann Musa have transformed their practice into a top-tier physical health clinic. With the addition of a new medical director, Maximum Physical Healthcare now offers medical consultations, pain management, massage, nutrition and weight loss, as well as therapeutic exercise. Feel better today. Call Maximum Physical Healthcare, 269-1799, 269-1799.
Paul Ryan has been in Washington for far too long. Go try to get a job as an associate at a law firm and then go to the partnership and say, I know you guys want me to be a junior associate, but I like to be with my family, and that's just not going to work for me. So if you want me, you're going to have to abide by my rules. The partnership would just laugh him or a partner, a would-be partner at the law firm, out the door.
The Laura Ingraham Show, weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk WBOB.
I'm Clayton Bromberg, the president of Underwoods. You know, we've been in business here in Florida since 1928. And if you ask what's been the most important part of our history and what will be the most important part of Underwood's future, the answer is the same thing for both. Our honesty and integrity. Our founder, H.F. Underwood, had a favorite saying, "Know the truth and tell the truth." That's why we're the longest standing member of the American Gem Society in Florida, because we know that you have to have the knowledge about gemstones before you can tell the truth about gemstones. As a result, we've continued educating our staff through the Gemological Institute of America and the American Gem Society. In fact, today Underwoods has the largest American Gem Society credentialed staff of professionals east of the Mississippi River. So come by and see why we're looking forward to the future and let one of our credentialed professionals take care of you. At Underwoods, San Marco, Avondale, the Shops of Ponte Vedra, or the Avenues Mall.
WBOB traffic and weather.
Well, there are no crashes, but there is construction work going on at the 295 North. That's over there at the James Point Bridge. Right lane is blocked, so use some extra caution. Weather-wise, nice, mostly sunny through Tuesday, looking for a high today, 68, and then by 75 Sunday through Tuesday. Partly cloudy tonight, low of 48, to low tomorrow night, 56. Low Monday night near 60. It's still 50 at Newstalk AM 600. FM 100.3 WBOB.
Van Wee Financial is a registered investment advisor. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and/or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. Second half of the show just starting. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And we have a lot to do. If you want to talk about your topics, just give us a call. Lines are open, 222-TALK. It's 222-8255, area code 904. Very interesting week it's been, a very interesting year it's been. For those of you who weren't here at the opening minutes, this is the last Vanwee Financial Hour of the first year of the Vanwee Financial Hour. Next week, we start year number two. And Adam took a little walk down memory lane recently about what went on in the last year. And I'm going to let him remind me of some, I assume, ups and downs and all arounds.
Okay. Exactly. There's some good stuff in here and some not so good stuff. But
lay it on us.
Got to start out with our firm. Last year at this time, we were a concept, not necessarily an actual business. And since then, we've grown. We have a great customer base. We have the best clients in the business. I really believe that. And
I'll second that emotion.
Thank you to them all. And now we've been on the air a year and we're up and running, and it's been a wild year, but really good. And thanks to everyone for listening. We really appreciate it. So outside of the firm, let's look at what's happened in oil and commodities. Oil has pretty much dominated the headlines in this past year, down over 40% from last January. Commodities haven't really fared any much better. The Power Share Index that tracks commodities, DBC, is down over 27% in that time. So it's been a really rough year if you're invested in commodities, and hopefully you didn't have to, you weren't overexposed in that area. If you look at the markets, after a rocky ride, the S&P has come down about 4% since we started. The Dow closed at 17,164 on January 30th of 15, and today is at 16,466, which is a drop of 4.1%. But it has also traded as high as 18,312 in May of 2015. So we've seen a pretty substantial decrease in the Dow since we started. And then, as I mentioned before, the FANG stocks, Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, and Google, have gained an average of 83% in that time. However, all four are down an average of 7% in 2016. So all in all, if you'd been in them in the last year, you probably aren't too disappointed, although this last month may have been a little rough for you.
Yeah, and you can't say that about all other stocks.
Well, I was just going to say, if you had been invested in Chesapeake Energy during that time,
that's a good example.
You would be down 84% in that security.
And a lot of them are in bear market territory. That's minus 20 and beyond.
One of the interesting things that we saw this year was with the Fed, we moved interest rates up a quarter point for the first time since 2008. So it's been a long time since we've seen anything like that, and I'm curious to see what they're going to do for the rest of the year, as is the market, because the market is having pretty severe reactions to the speculation about what the Fed will do this year. In politics, something that we probably didn't think last time or this time last year, Donald Trump is now the forerunner for the Republican nomination.
Let's just say that I missed that one.
Yeah, I did not see that coming. But he is kind of taking the world by storm.
Yeah, certainly has, which just shows you that there's a lot of unrest in the country, and that's something I did not miss, and I'm sure nobody listening missed it either, because there is a great deal of unrest.
So in the last year, there's been some really interesting international events. China's growth slowed from 10% that they have seen over the last three decades.
So therefore, the sky is falling.
Right. Their market fell 8.4% on August 24th, which was a catalyst that drove down the American markets on that same day. And they devalued their currency, which is something that hasn't happened in a while as well. So China's growth is slowing. That's another thing that the market is very interested to see how that trend continues, because there's been some severe reactions to that news as well. So in last summer, Greece learned the hard way that politicians sometimes overpromise when they elected Alexis Tsipras, I guess. I'm not sure I pronounced that right.
Doesn't matter.
But he pledged to get Greece better repayment terms on its massive debt to the European Union.
He lied.
The EU, however, said no way, and ultimately the new prime minister had to accept the terms of the EU deal. He was then, of course, reelected in September.
Yeah, But no good deed goes unpunished? Does it work in a reverse? I don't know.
Amazing. We completed a deal with Iran that, according to those in the know, has delayed them attaining a nuclear weapon for at least 10 years in exchange for a boatload of money.
I believe it, too.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've also seen the continued rise of ISIS over the last year. On November 12, 2015, President Obama said that ISIS had been contained. The next day, the Paris attacks occurred. And then in December, the San Bernardino attacks occurred. I'm thinking maybe we haven't contained them as well as we should have.
I think that's a pretty logical conclusion.
So Turkey also learned that shooting down Russian planes is a bad idea, even if they are in your airspace. The reaction from Russia was to impose immediate sanctions on Turkey, including banning imports and suspending their visa-free travel arrangements.
They issued a strongly worded letter, too.
Yeah, but it wouldn't surprise me if Putin had something else up his sleeve for them.
Well, you can't stay a step ahead of him very easily.
So in other international events, while Turkey and Russia were severing ties, the U.S. was reestablishing them with Cuba. The U.S. embassy officially reopened in Cuba in August, something that had been gone for quite a long time. Mm-hmm. Not sure that's the best move, but at this point, it's kind of too late.
It's done.
Yeah.
I agree with you, though.
And then in the last one, January brought us the worst ever open to a year in history. And the good news is that it looks like it might have been short-lived and hopefully will turn around soon, or at least it looks like it has started to turn around. There's a pretty severe bottom on January 20th, so hopefully that trend continues.
Yeah, that brings us up to today. And things do look considerably better.
They do.
Internationally, we've got a long ways to go. The political scene continues to just baffle everyone. You're feeling the burn.
Yeah, the one really concerning thing to me out there right now is that companies this quarter, even ones that beat their earnings and revenue targets, are severely lowering their guidance for mm-hmm. this year.
That's true. So all that means is they're predicting worse times ahead.
Right.
Now, that doesn't mean they're going to happen. And in some respects, that pessimism is a wonderful thing because too much optimism leads to the bubbles. They make the market go way too high.
Well, it also leads to analysts lowering expectations, which are easier to beat.
Yeah, so it's kind of a window dressing thing. It's kind of a game, but it's also a little unnerving in that these people are probably telling you the truth. We still lack customers, and we lack customers because of things like Obamacare and overtaxation. People do not have adequate amounts of spending money. But if you looked in the employment news this month, there were a couple of brighter spots. Labor's starting to get a little bigger share of the pie right now, and negotiations for wages are causing a little uptick. This will hopefully result in more people employed, more people spending money, and it should then lead to having more customers, which is that old top-line problem we keep complaining about, that there just aren't enough people buying things out there. Also, it could lead to a little inflation, and if there's one thing that this country needs, it's a round of reported inflation. We have inflation. We all know that. We all eat food. The only reason that it's being kept down right now is because energy prices keep falling, offsetting everything else that's going on. But you know from living day to day, if you pay your bills and you eat food, that sort of thing, that we have inflation. It's not translating into anything substantial just yet. But if you look at the curve on things like tips, the market seems to be indicating, and Janet Yellen backed this up, and I normally don't quote her as much of an authority on much of anything, but she seems to be telling us to get ready. It's already here. It's coming in. The reason she had to do it was to justify her rate increase, but there might be more of those rate increases coming. A lot of analysts say that the market has already priced in 4 more increases this year. And that's one of the reasons that they liked what happened this week, because the GDP number came in so low, they think the Fed will not be able to act on that information, which means that they've overshot on the downside for correcting for interest rates. Personally, I hope they do raise them. I wouldn't give you a nickel for the possibility that they'll raise next time. They didn't do it this month. So there's some highlights going on. I don't know if they're sustainable or not, but it would sure be good news. And I don't want news to be too good, because we need things to be awful when November comes. That's a terrible, cynical thing to say, but it's absolutely true. All right, we're up on another hard break. Remember the trivia question, and we'll be back right after the break. I got some other things that you might want to hear.
This is an important message about the IRS. Are you dealing with a tax crisis? If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? The IRS is offering a new way out. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative, a government program for tax debt forgiveness.
Hi, I'm Paul Sibley, Director of Client Services with U.S. Tax Shield. The IRS is offering Fresh Start Initiatives because they actually want you to resolve your tax issues. We can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, stop the bleeding, and fix what caused your problem in the first place. Our goal is to negotiate a resolution you can live with and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-418-0572 for your free consultation and get protected now. That's 800-418-0572. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-418-0572.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-750-4356.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-750-4356. That's 1-800-750-4356.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-297-1665. That's 1-800-297-1665. 1-800-297-1665. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
Let's get back to the Van Wee Financial Hour on AM 600 and FM 100.3, The Answer. To be a part of the program, call 222-TALK. That's 222-8255. Once again, here's Stephen and Adam Van Wee.
Welcome back to the Van Wee Financial Hour. I'm Steve Van Wee.
And I'm Adam Van Wee.
And this is the final segment. Trivia question still out there. What is the only state in the union that did not incur an increase in their Obamacare costs for 2016? And I can't say that it's really surprised me. I probably wouldn't have thought of it, but it makes some sense. All right, you all know the old line, if it bleeds, it leads, right? What does that mean? It means blood sells papers. People are naturally attracted to bad news, people in danger, mine collapses, shootings. They rubberneck when there's an accident on the road. It's just a natural thing for people, whereas good news is more likely to go unnoticed. In the investment world, I don't think that has any better application than in investments. And partly that's brought to you by the 24/7, 365 cable news people. That means the talking heads have to talk all the time. Otherwise, they're going to have dead air time. Within the networks themselves, there are people vying for your attention, for your money, and all that. Well, when times get volatile, the slant comes, because most people are selling you either fear or greed when they're selling you anything that is financial. It gets more and more toward the fear. So last week I brought you a few of the headlines. I got a few more right now. Then these are the things that people like Adam and me, these are the things that just drive us absolutely bonkers. And I have a 15-year theory, or maybe it's just a question with myself. Are these people our best friends or are they our worst enemies? Because they give financial advisors a bad name, but good financial advisors know how to debunk them, so maybe they're our best friends. I'm not sure. How about one that you've heard lately? Is your retirement account likely to grow 80% or shrink 80%? Is that an either or a yes or no question? Because I would probably answer that no, but they're trying to let you believe that that down 80% thing could happen to you and soon. How about this one that I recently read? Your 401k is already worthless. No, it's not. It has the same value it had yesterday, only better. Ronald Reagan passed a secret law. No, he didn't. There's something called the Federal Register. Everything that gets passed and signed is in the Federal Register. There aren't any secrets in there. There are things you don't know, but you only don't know them because you can't know everything. There's no secrets. How about this one? I love this one. This guy's very serious. Our clients participate when the market goes up and didn't lose any money when the market went down. They earn a reasonable rate of return. You know what he's selling, don't you?
I would guess annuities.
I would guess that you're right. How about this one from my recent epistle that's about 40 pages long I might hit some highlights on? Congress took away $60,000 from your Social Security. No, they didn't. There are some people who will not be able to get the same lifetime benefits as they did before unless they're in the right age bracket so that they can do this before the April changes. What are the April changes? Well, the April changes are corrections that when last time we changed Social Security, some things happened that were unintended. Like so many things that Congress does, this had unintended consequences. Those unintended consequences benefit some people and hurt other people, but they really rob the system of money that it can't afford to lose. They corrected those in this law, and we can talk about that more next week. Here is one of my recent favorites from this week. The stock market will collapse on July 20th.
Of this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess collapse. We should get out.
I guess we should. Now, he said that about 2014, too. There are names that you learn when you read this thing. You read the headline, you go down to who's sponsoring this thing. You'll find one of two things. It might be a Harry Dent. His nickname is the Perpetual Bear. He's never seen a market he didn't hate. It could be a Stansberry Research. But they all have one thing in common. They're selling you a newsletter or an annuity. You can bet it's going to be one or the other.
And they've correctly predicted 11 of the last two recessions.
Yes, exactly. How about this one? The market is in free fall. I heard that Tuesday. What happened Tuesday? The Dow went up 202 points. What happened Friday? Went up 396. That's a free fall? Dow plunges 1,479 points. Economists warn still 67% overvalued. Remember Harry Dent from a minute ago? That's his latest. He has said it every year since I've been in this business. All right, now here's another fairly new one. This is from an outfit called The Last Resistance. It is with great sadness I write to inform you that any day now, your IRA or 401k could become virtually worthless.
That would be sad.
That would really be sad. You're right. Guess what he's selling? Gold. How about this one from the gold people? Gold's at an all-time high. They break into lots of commercials with that one. No, it's not.
Not even close.
It's on sale, people. I don't think I've ever seen a better time to buy gold. How does $70,000 per month sound? Well, how do you think it sounds? Great. Give it to me. All you got to do is click here and make about 7 more clicks and you get $70,000 a month. You know where that came from? You're going to love this one. It's a secret Barack Obama thing. Barack Obama gets $70,000 a month in the secret system. You know where that secret system came from? He wrote a book and published it, and it sold, and he made $840,000 that year off royalties. they divide it by 12 and get $70,000 a month. So if you want a secret system, you got to be able to write a book and get it published. And after all your expenses, if you get enough royalties and divide it by 12, you might get $70,000 a month. Is that a secret system, people? You ever try to write a book? Not that easy. Flip houses with no risk. Sarah and I heard this one yesterday.
No risk.
No risk. So
right.
I looked at her and she looked at me and said, okay, we'll do that as long as there's no risk. Guy's got all kinds of extra money. You suppose you're going to go to his real estate flipping seminar and he's going to offer you all the money you need to get in this without any exposure of your own? When you put any money in any project that is of a financial nature, you have risk, people. If they had a fiduciary standard like we do, and if they said something like that, they would be thrown out of the business, maybe thrown in jail. That is just ridiculous. Another one of my favorites from this week again. These are all current, folks. Former U.S. congressman issues the following warnings. Currency collapse is inevitable in the spring of 2016. So apparently the dollar is going to collapse. I'm so glad to know that.
That is nice to...
Maybe we should sell our dollars and get what? Euros? Yuans? I don't know. You ever tried trading currency and making money? It's easy to trade. Hardest thing in the world is making money. World reserve currency could change as soon as spring 2016. The dollar's the reserve currency. It's not changing in the spring of 2016. I promise you. The yuan is being let into what's called the SDRs, the special deposit rights or whatever they're called in the... It's a World Bank.
Drawing rights.
Yeah. It's from the World Bank, and it's how international trade is done. We're a big part of it. We're going to be a little lesser part because the yuan's coming in. There's no question about that. It's been set up a long time. It's been approved. It happens in October. It will probably lessen the demand for dollars a little bit, which maybe will be very good for commodities, especially metals. How about this one? And this is all attributed to Ron Paul, by the way. Fiscal crisis will cause federal government to target 401ks and IRAs for revenue. Now, I've been on the radio for 14 years here and there. And for that entire time, I've talked about some of the dingbats in Congress who want to try to somehow infiltrate your 401k and your IRA. It was led by the senator in Iowa, not Grassley, the other one, his name just doesn't pop into my head right now, but he's retired. There are other people on the bandwagon for that. There's about $17 trillion in retirement accounts. Government's in debt about $18 trillion. Do the math. But they're not going to come in and rob your 401k, and they're not going to come in and rob your IRA. I promise you, folks, if you act on any of these things, you're going to make some very, very serious financial errors. How about this one? Dollar is on its last days. No, it's not. Where does everybody go when fear sets in? They go to the U.S. They go to the U.S. market. They go to the dollar. It's not changing. Don't listen to this stuff, people. Call us if you get scared. It's human nature. All right. The only state in the union that had a decrease in Obamacare this year was Mississippi, which was down 0.2%. I don't know exactly why Mississippi came out that way, but nobody else did. All right, we're wrapping up the first year of VanWee Financial Hour right now, and we're going to see you with a brand new year at 10 o'clock next Saturday. Be there. Thank you for listening.
News Talk AM 600 and FM 100.3.